Today's Gospel, Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice, I know them, and they follow me." Now notice, Jesus didn't tell Peter, "Obey me." And he doesn't tell the sheep, "The sheep hear my voice, I know them, and they obey me." Because the Lord isn't seeking our obedience. He's not asking that we obey him, or obey the rules, or obey the commandments. He doesn't want obeying. Because obeying, you know, a lot of the scribes and the Pharisees and even the modern day Pharisees among us feel that obedience is the highest thing that you can have. Just follow the rules and you'll be okay. But just the opposite is true. Obeying the rules is just the minimum standard. It's not the highest standard. It's the very bottom minimum standard that we are called to do. We have a couple of examples of that from the Gospels. You know, the Lord said to us, he said, "You know, I have not come to abolish the law, but to fulfill it." And he teaches very clearly. He says, it's one thing just to obey the commandments. In fact, it's the easiest thing to do. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. It's pretty easy to go through each day without killing somebody, right? Most of us have done that, I think. A little harder to not commit adultery against someone, and to a spouse or is unfaithful to their spouse and commits adultery. That's a little harder, but by and large, it's pretty easy to refrain from doing that. But that's just the bare minimum standard. The Lord also tells us, he says, if you bear anger toward your brother, you have already committed the sin of killing. You've killed your brother in your heart, and you've killed your own soul as well in the process. And then he says, if you look upon another with lust in your heart, you've already been unfaithful to your wife. You've already committed adultery. So you can see it's one thing just to obey the rules and commandments, and it's another thing to keep them, to live them in your life. A secular example of that, I think, is kind of in the military. If someone joins the military, they go to boot camp right away, right? And you have to follow a lot of rules. You have to obey a lot of commands by your superiors. And that can be really hard. Not everyone makes it out of boot camp. But after a while, something happens. There's two things that happen. If you're in the military, if your whole life is just about following the rules and obeying the commands, you typically end up eventually counting the days until you can get out. But if you do something else, if you take those rules and those commands and you begin to live what they entail, you begin to embrace the principles behind them, then you become a soldier or a sailor or a marine. You see the difference between just flat out obeying or living and following. There's a huge difference. We also see that, of course, in the church. So many people just think it's one thing just to be a member of the Catholic Church and to obey all the rules and you'll be fine. But that's not really what it means to be a Catholic. You can be a member of the church, but also truly not be Catholic in your heart if you're not living the life that the Lord wants us to live. Again, he doesn't want us to obey him. He wants us to follow him. And that came to kind of a roost, you might say, in my own mind this week as I was reflecting upon all the stuff that's been written about the Holy Father's apostolic exhortation on marriage and family life. And just immediately after the document was issued, that very day, people were writing summaries and kind of criticizing it or kind of giving the points, the pros and the cons of it. And I thought, well, I better take a look at this because it's going to be a hot button issue. So I downloaded it and I was surprised to see that it was 265 pages long. And I thought, how could someone in just a matter of hours read all this, take it to heart and somehow pontificate about it? I just couldn't believe it that someone could do that. And yet, people were doing that. I still have not finished reading it right now because I've got other things I'm working on. But I'm getting through it. But one of the things that is clear to me is that so many people will just kind of take the viewpoint that this big document all boils down to one little thing. And that is, can divorced and remarried people receive Holy Communion? That's what this whole thing is about. And I think that that's very, very sad. Because again, it kind of goes back to that mentality. Are we just about obeying rules? Or will we be about calling people to live in a different way? Because that document has a lot more to say than just that. And of course, the Holy Father doesn't change any doctrine or dogma of the church. He's reflecting upon the state of marriage and family life in our world today and in our church. And folks, it's a mess. A lot of people are not living the life. They're not faithful to their spouses or their children. They're not living the sacrament of matrimony. Or they're not even coming to the church to get married in the first place. Or they're not even getting married civilly in the second place. They've just kind of checked out altogether. Because they think marriage, the cultural, civil institution, and the church concept of marriage means nothing anymore. It's just a bunch of rules to follow. And people are checking out. They're not following the rules. And the Holy Father recognizes that, and he says, we've got to do something a little bit different. In the bulletin today, I've given an article by Sister Teresa Noble. I've included her in the bulletin before, but she has a really great perspective on this. She says, the Christian life is about spreading the gospel, not spreading the rules. We are not called to look at people in difficult situations and immediately apply rules to their life. Rather, we're called to walk alongside them in difficult situations. We take a longer and more patient approach in order to invite them to understand and accept the church's doctrine and eventually come into full communion with the church. In other words, it's a process. It's about getting from point A to point B, from getting from one field to another field. And it doesn't happen automatically. In many cases, it's kind of a journey. But it's not just about obeying or not obeying. It's about embracing and living the invitation of the gospel. Because the other thing is, if we truly embrace the commandments, if we keep the commandments, they give us something that we don't think that we're going to get, and that is freedom. Freedom to live as Christ desires us to live, and that is with joy. Because tremendous joy comes from freedom, from the lack of oppression on our lives. And if we're all just about following the rules that are meant to set us free, they become oppressive instead. And so we should thank the Holy Father for giving us a whole lot to reflect upon, not just some little minute little thing contained in a footnote, but the whole exhortation, which is a beautiful reflection about what we are called to live as families, as Christian and Catholic families, and how we are to pass that on to our children and to our grandchildren. Praise be Jesus Christ, now and forever. Amen.